Well, we can think about that.
Okay.
Let's talk about the fact that before ever there was service, there was worship. That seems exactly backwards in the world that we live in. We live in a world today where men say that we should serve the Lord, and if there's a little time left, He probably would like us to worship Him. I find this is exactly the reverse. Gideon built an altar there unto the Lord. What is an altar? What does an altar speak of? Are you better prepared to serve the Lord after you've remembered Him? Or do you think you would want to go out and do something for Him and then come to the remembrance meeting? Isn't it wonderful to have been in His presence? To have sat there, to have reviewed again Calvary, what it has cost Him, to have been able to partake of those emblems, and then to realize that this one that has done all of this would stoop so low as to use you and I for His work. He built an altar there unto the Lord.
So that seems like it was a whole day in the school. And at night, now John, you want to talk about that, but I don't know if you're going to get time to do it. But during the day, he was in the school. And in the school, he wasn't doing anything. He was an OIM pest. First started by gleaning, reading, spending time, and getting more of Christ through reading the Word of God. That's what he did. That's what he did. The angel of the Lord comes to him. He encourages him. You are a mighty man. I've been watching you. I've been watching you all of that time. I am considering everything you're doing. And you know what? You are a mighty man. I am going to be with you. And he said, well, he has questions. If the Lord is really with us, look at what's happening to us. We're hiding in caves. We have no fruit for God. We cannot bear a testimony for God. What's happening? Where is the Lord? So first, the circumstances were no good. Look at the world around us. I can't really live for the Lord in that world. The Midianites are everywhere. The second thing, look, the people of God are not obeying the word of God. Look, my local assembly is just small and there's all kind of problems. I really cannot serve the Lord or live for the Lord there. Look, the circumstances are very hard. I have to hide away to read my Bible. I really have no time. Things are really not easy. Well, I am watching you. I am with you. Okay, Gideon, you go. But look, you know what? I really know I'm nobody. I am from a family that's not known family, and I'm the least of my brethren. I'm just nobody. I'm shy. I can't speak. I can't fit. I have all of the excuses. I can't do it. And the Lord said, still, I'm going to be with you. Okay, wait here. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to make something for you. See how patient is the Lord. He's been, again, the school of God, it's one-on-one. It's not in a big class. He deals with him every step of the way. The whole day he's waiting with him. And now He made a dinner for him. It's a sacrifice. And the Lord accepts the sacrifice. The fear is gone. The peace of God, the peace with God fills Gideon's heart. And now he built an altar to the Lord. Now he is ready to offer worship. After he have gone all of that. Now, things are wonderful. I'm saved. I'm going to read my word. I'm going to read the Bible. And I'm going to open my mouth in the morning meeting and I'm going to give thanks. Everything is wonderful now. That's great. That's wonderful. Look, now we have a test for you. And it's going to be in your own family, buddy.
That's right.
It's going to be in your own household. Now, remember, give the obstacle that you could think of. So now we have jumped over a few of them. Now we're going to come to the family situation. You take the second book. You offer it on the altar. And you cut down the altar of Baal that your father built. You think Christianity is going to be easy now, right? That your Bible, the Lord is with you, you're a mighty man, you built an altar, you're going to worship, no fear, peace, everything is wonderful. Now, that was during the day, now at night. And we are living in nights. It's a time of darkness. And the challenge are coming. Two nights. You know what a night is? It was a cave. The knights are soldiers that go out at night. And they are not afraid of the night. To stand up for Rome.
I want to give a little something on when this was done. Peace be unto thee. Fear not. Thou shalt not die. Then Gideon built. He built an altar there unto the Lord. But we had last evening that we're saved and we're tested. And young people, the Lord takes you and I up on the ground of our profession. And when I've said I belong to Christ, when I was baptized and I publicly owned His death and my going into death with Him and my coming up on the other side, the Lord says, I'm going to test that. I'm going to find out if you really meant what you said. And that's at least to me part of the significance. It came to pass on which night? It came to pass on the same night that Gideon had built that altar. The same night that he had built an altar and professed allegiance to this one, the Lord says to him, I'll tell you what then. I want you to begin tonight. And most of us come from Christian homes. Some don't. What a test. Where had Baal found a stronghold? In the home of his father. Now, is Gideon ready to go out? No. The Lord says, you go back there. And I don't know what others think of this first and second, but I think that it's wonderful that the Lord knows every detail. He knows which one. He knows how many. He knows where they are. And He says, Gideon, it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, take thy father's young bullock. Which one? Gideon, the second one. The second bullock. Now Gideon, if you still got a question about him, he's 7 years old. Take the second one of 7 years old. But what about the altar of Baal? Nothing can happen until it has been dealt with. There's not any further instructions. If Gideon skips, throw down the altar of Baal that thy father hath, and cut down the grove that is by it. There's nothing more. The test has failed. It's done. So the real test comes in our home, doesn't it?
It does. It does really come to the... See, nobody knows you like your brothers and sisters at home. You see, you might act up in a meeting and everybody think you're nice. But I'll ask your brothers and sisters about you, your father and mother, because they know what kind of person you are at home. And the Lord told Gideon, now, see, that's how we're going to start. We see, we like to jump in. Again, if I'm Gideon, the angel of the Lord comes to me, I'm going to go and call the whole town and say, hey, come on, you guys, I am it. I am the guy who's going to save you. The Lord said, no, it's at night. Quiet down. Go. Show that you are a real man of God, a woman of God, in your own household. And Chuck, you said it earlier, the instruction that the Lord gives. You know, He doesn't leave anything for Gideon imagination. He gives in detail exactly. Bring that stuff and put it on the rock that was in the wine press. And the angel of the Lord touched it and the fire consumed. Here, take the bullock. The one that is 7 years old. Now, how many years Midian was taking these people captive? How many years? Seven. There was a bullock the whole time there. The whole time there was a bullock that could take care of that problem. And people were just worried. And God patiently waited. Take that one that is 7 years old. Now, show who you are. Your father going to get mad at you? Maybe. I don't know. Your father did not do right, but it doesn't matter. You stand for what's right before the Lord. Your household did not do right before the Lord. They are religious people, very religious people. They built an altar to Baal. You stand for what's right before the Lord. This is lordship. This is kingdom truth. You stand. You belong to the Lord. You obey what the Lord is telling you. And if your father, your mother, your brother, your sister, your best friend want you to go in a different direction, say no. You follow what the Lord said.